Yesterday on our show, Pollard, we were talking about this confirmed case of coronavirus at King Cumber High School. And we reached out to Adam Crouch, who's the member for Terrigal, to jump on the air with us. But they just wanted a day just to see what the fallout was from it, really, I guess, and just to get their heads around it. And Crouchy joins us on the air right now. Good morning, Crouchy.
Morning, Ash. Morning, Gaundy. How are you?
Oh, we're very well, thank you. Gaundy's in his home studio, being a great self-isolator. What are you up to?
Oh, look, I'm self-isolating in the office at the moment, but other than that, I've been working from home like Gaundy and others are doing, so which is absolutely the right thing to do. So it's a bit weird, I know, for many of us to be working from home, but it's the right thing.
So what ended up happening with the King Cumber COVID case?
Yeah, look, thanks for asking about that. Obviously, we wanted to get the details because it's important that we put out the facts to the community. Look, what I can confirm is, yes, one student did test positive for COVID-19. New South Wales Health and the Education Department have worked through it yesterday with the school. The school was closed yesterday to do the assessment. It's what they call a contact tracing process. So they look at the student, who the student was in contact with, staff and other students, and look, they've assessed that the school can reopen today. There are a very small number of students at the school at the moment. I believe it's like a dozen at the entire school. So most students are actually doing their learning from home, and I've got to congratulate they're very patient parents who have working through that process with them and the great teaching staff. But no, I spoke to the principal at King Cumber High School. The student's doing well, the family's doing well, they're self-isolated, and it was a very small number of students and staff that are now going through that self-isolation process who are also going to be assisted through that with New South Wales Health experts.
I've got to be honest, Crouchy, I did not think the school would be reopening today. I thought maybe the school holidays might be brought forward. So that must have been a decision they deliberated over for a while at least.
Yeah, look, what they do, Gaundy, is they send in experts to go through with the department to clean the school, so all the surfaces, because the virus actually doesn't live for very long on surfaces, so it's important that they cleaned all of those. They worked through it all day yesterday. The school meets the standards. As I said, there are a very small number of students left. Obviously, some of those parents are in essential services, so they need to go to school. The kids are perfectly safe there, and so the numbers are very, very small from the feedback that I've had. I got to have a big shout-out to Principal Brent Walker. He's the newly appointed principal there, and he and I spoke on the phone when we found out about the case, and he and his staff have done an amazing job. They're really top-notch.
So you think it's been... Yeah, go for it, Paula.
Well, no, go ahead, Gaundy, because I was going to change the topic.
Well, no, I was just going to say... You think it has been the right decision to keep the schools open?
Oh, look, absolutely. Look, the reality is that we've had... Look, the numbers have been significantly reduced over the last week or so, Gaundy, but it still provides the opportunity for people who do need the kids to go to school because they're doctors, nurses... and are putting jobs like that. So it has provided them the ability for their kids to still go to school. But again, we've seen the risk being so low. I mean, you've got to think about it. You know, King Cumber High School has 1,300 students. One student has tested positive weeks and weeks later. So the evidence isn't there that the schools have presented any risk to the students whatsoever.
That's really interesting. Just on another note, Gaundy, you sent me this last night in the Daily Telegraph, Ruby Princess anchored off Terrigal. So Carnival Cruises Ruby Princess, is that true? Is there actually a cruise ship currently anchored just off Terrigal there?
Well, I'd have to say I did check that out myself. It was originally, it was 20 kilometres out, because I actually had a look at it when I was down in Terrigal, because I lived down there, and you could literally just see it on the horizon. But I have to say it's now shifted down towards Coogee somewhere. So most of these vessels, from what I gather, are about 20 kilometres out to sea. So they're not just off the coast. They're quite a fair way out.
Yeah, righto, because these guys are trying to dock in Sydney to do something with the current guests that they have on the ship that are, they actually do have COVID-19.
Yeah, look, from what I gather, Commissioner Fuller's made an announcement that they will look at considering putting health officials potentially out to visit the cruise ships offshore to see what assistance they need. But at this stage, the Premier's made it perfectly clear that there'll be no ships docking in Sydney at any time at the moment.
Can you imagine what that would be like out there, Crouchy? That would be hell in those rooms, I reckon. Oh.
Yeah, look, I've got to say, I'm much happier to be self-isolated at home in Terrigal, to be honest, probably as you guys are. So, But look, I've also got to say, look, the people on the Central Coast are doing a really good job. I mean, people are self-isolating, they're staying at home, but we can't afford to take it for granted at any time, as you guys know. This is the time for us to hit this virus hard, do the right thing on the coast. A lot of coasties have already been have worked from home for various reasons, whether it be fire or flood or accidents on the M1. We've all done it before. You know, businesses are being really understanding. So, look, I would say to all of the people on the Central Coast, no matter what your age, stay home if you can, unless you absolutely have to go to work, because it really is. That's how we kick this virus. It's to do the self-isolation and the social distancing. I mean, it's not rocket science. Stay at home.
Thanks for joining us, mate. We'd love to have you back on air soon.
Take care, guys.